For nearly 20 years, one group has been responsible for bringing your favorite video games and anime to life. What started as a group of high schoolers who wanted their own TV show in San Diego has now become one of the longest-running internet groups, Mega 64.
Mega 64, we are entering our 20th year of quality video entertainment online. We were pre-YouTube, if you can imagine that existed, and we've made videos a lot of which are in the video game realm, but we've done all kinds of stuff. We've tackled anime.
Hey guys.
Hey, Gohan.
Actually, Krillin, it's the great Saiyan Man.
Cool.
I just wish my dad was still alive so you could see us compete in this tournament.
Yo.
We've made short films. We've made commercials for video game companies.
Nintendo's going to be announcing some amazing things at this year's E3. I've developed a way to infiltrate their headquarters and get an early scoop. Introducing Reggie Fils-Aimé.
From Metal Gear to God of War, Final Fantasy to Mario, these San Diego natives have been bringing the world of video games to their own backyard and to the streets of San Diego and across the world. In addition to their YouTube videos, Mega 64 has been ahead of the game when it comes to creating podcasts and streaming video games. Long before curated podcast feeds and Twitch.tv, Mega 64 was talking about various topics each week every Sunday. The Mega 64 podcast has over 650 episodes and originated in 2006. Rocco Bodie and Sean Chatfield are founding members of the group.
I don't know. I've always really believed in the power of the internet when it comes to like what the people can do. You know, that sounds sappy, but it really does. I don't know why I said that.
No,
but
we can just see what's going to be popular. I think because we're interested in the same thing. So we see like, oh, this is cool. This will catch on. Yeah. Or if something like, oh, this sucks. Let's not go into this. And usually it fails. Sometimes, though, we are wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I thought TikTok was stupid. I maybe still do.
But yeah, I think we've just been doing this long enough and we're permanently online enough that we've just seen a lot of trends come and go that I think mentally we see the algorithm on a lot of things.
Their skits and internet popularity have led them to creating memorable moments with some of the biggest names in gaming, including Reggie Fils-Aimé of Nintendo America. In addition to creating online content, Mega 64 is known for their merchandise and always showing up at cons, including just this past weekend at PAX West, an event they never miss.
We've known the Penny Arcade guys for a really long time. Back when PAX was first starting, we thought it was really cool, you know, and we've always really embraced events like this, conventions and things like that, because we grew up with San Diego Comic-Con in our backyard. So that was just kind of like something we just did, you know, that wasn't even a big deal. It was just, yeah, you got to go to that, you know. So we knew them for a long time. So it was like, yeah, I mean, let's start going to this PAX thing. Let's do it. And we always have such a good time. It's always a such a pleasant experience that it's like, well, yeah, we got to come back. So.
Yeah. I mean, we thought we would just do it for 1 year. That was back in 2007, and we haven't missed it since. So,
yeah,
it's great. I love PAX.
Yeah.
Mega 64 has also been at the forefront of predictions. While not always on purpose, they have predicted some of the most interesting trends in gaming, including quadruple-A games and a lot more.
So we'll see. We've been doing this long enough. We predicted a lot of things. We'll see if that continues or if we're just, you know, gonna get old and lose touch. Who knows?
In an industry dominated by trends, following the latest and the greatest, Mega 64 has stuck to their own original formula for 20 years. Handmade props, their cast of characters, and believing in what they do.
I think something that has helped us over the years that has always seemed to work out for us is not necessarily trend. I mean, you want to do things that are popular and you want to do things that you think, okay, people, there's going to be a lot of people that appreciate this, but sticking to what makes us happy and what makes us laugh above trying to chase some algorithm, you know, I think that has always worked out for us. And so, you know, with the video like the Dragon Ball one you mentioned, we just did the Buu Saga in 5 minutes that came out earlier this year. Our filmmaking has gotten better and better when it comes to like, oh, the quality of it, or oh, we know how to get, you know, there's stuff that we do that's a lot more cinematic than it used to be, but we still kind of stick to our homegrown aesthetic. So it's trying to merge the two. And, it makes it look different than anybody else, you know. So I think that has worked out for us.
I think, you know, if we were to go and bought like an accurate Frieza mask or head for our video, yeah, that's one thing. But if you walk around Home Depot and you see a trash can lid and go, oh, that could work. And I think people connect to that more because they just see like the humor in that, and it's fun, you know? I don't know. It's a little bit, it's more charming, you know?
Yeah.
Since the founding of Mega 64, Sean has been going through a bigger change, raising a family and supporting them through what he does with Mega 64.
It's pretty cool. I think my kids are finally seeing what I do. Like, they've always watched my videos, but I think now they realize, like, it's cool, maybe. My youngest has been watching our Dragon Ball videos a lot, and she's really into it. And, like, No, it's really neat. I don't know. It's a crazy experience to have, you know, have kids in this world as well.
The story of Mega 64 is one that reminds us to go for it, to take a chance. If you have something you love to do, if it's video games, making videos, go out and do it, especially if you got great friends to help you along the way. For more about Mega 64, look up Mega 64 on YouTube, and they also have a Patreon page. Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.